Okay, good morning. Welcome back to our Shemir Salashim class learning. Basically, it's Erev Yom Kippur, so there is not a more opportune time for us to be reminding ourselves of the importance and the tremendous responsibility of Chovas HaShemirah. Last time we learned the very beautiful piece of the Beis HaLevi inside, and the Beis HaLevi explains that Shofar is really the purest prayer because it is not tainted by the externality of sin. We all begin to tefill Al HaDibur, please, on the inside front flap. Ribbono shel olam, yihi ratzon b'fanecha, harachem v'chanan, shetizakeni hayom uvechol yom, lishmar pi ulashoni milashon hara urechilus. Ve'ezahar miledaber afilu al ish yachid, v'kol shekeina klal yisrael, ol al chelek mehem. V'kol shekein mil yisraim, al midosof shel kol shbaruch hu. Ve'ezahar miledaber divrei shaker chanufa mechlokas ka'as gaiva onas dvarim. Habanas parim. Leitanos v'chal dibur aser v'zakeni shel ledaber kim davar hatzarich le'inyanei gufi v'nafshi v'yukal masai v'diburai l'shem shamayim amen v'amen. We are learning le'ilui nishmas am lezeicha nishmasot tzvi gerosh ha'ben yo'ov v'chan ala v'shal mishatam shal ben aliyah in the merit of our learning and in the merit of our efforts and also as continue fu for bracha v'gai v'sracha geta. Okay, so let us open up please. Have a lot of information. Nice class, I think, prepared. So we are on page 108. Okay, so we're up to Nekuda Ches. The very last thing that we did last time was the Beis HaLevi inside. And we also spoke about, we quoted Rabbi Saul Sant or Rabbi Dr. Abram J. Tversky as the halachic end to class, if you recall, about asking Mechila from your friend. And one of the things we said was, quoting Rabbi Tversky, who quotes Rabbi Saul Sant, that if it will make it worse, it's better not to ask Mechila. So I want to actually begin with a beautiful story that I read in Mishpacha back in Radi Sivan, June. Okay. And I mamish saved it, and I thought this has to be for this time period of Elul and Tishrei. I even wrote on top back in June, is it will be given in, during an Elul shir, maybe the Eggers of Wimmer, and I never told it over in any venue. And now that we are poised to enter Yom HaDin, I want to talk and give us all a little bit of chizuk, the power of Teshuvah, because Shemiras Halashim is something that, like we said before we turned on the recorder, we were talking how difficult it is, and that some of those people really don't want to learn these topics because it makes us feel bad, it makes us feel guilty. If you go through the Achetz, you will notice how many of them are connected to Chovas HaShemirah. It's just unbelievable. But we have to keep going. We cannot be discouraged. Chasram, that's Yetzer Hara. Cannot be discouraged from the Avodah. We cannot think that it is not of paramount importance. It is of paramount importance. And the Ribbono Shel Olam knows our Avodah and appreciates every stirring of the soul. This is a story about Rav Aaron Leib Shteim and Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Livracha. Here we go. It's written by Rabbi Moshe Geirelak. Okay, I read this in Mishpacha back 23 Sivan, 5778. A bachur from a Haredi family in Bnei Brak unfortunately left Jewish observance and he went to live with a not religious cousin. His spiritual health continued to deteriorate. Eventually, he became involved with a not Jewish girl who he was going to marry. Even his irreligious cousin felt he was going too far, but he was unsuccessful with attempting to persuade him. You should really break off the engagement. The cousin managed to convince him, at least if you're going to cut yourself off from the Jewish people and from your family, you should go home and tell your parents in a frank, face-to-face conversation about your intentions. The young man agreed. He invited himself to spend Shabbos with his parents on his own terms. He spent Shabbos evening smoking on the porch, most of the day on his room on the phone. In the afternoon, his father came in and told him he was going to a shir to be given by Rav Aaron Leib Shteimer, now in Zatzal. Perhaps the son would like to join him. Surprisingly, the young man agreed. After the shir, his father brought him to Rav Shteimer to say good Shabbos. He mentioned to the gadol that the son was not keeping Shabbos anymore. Rav Shteimer looked at the young man and he said, how long have you not been keeping Shabbos? 2 years, said the son. And during that time, did you ever think about doing teshuvah? Yes, about 4 times. For how long, says Rav Shteimer, did you think about teshuvah on each of those occasions? Maybe for 10 minutes, said the young man. Aha, so that's 40 minutes over the last 2 years that you had here, hurray teshuvah. And during that time, you were in the place where Bali Teshuva stand, the place where Tzadikim Gemurim cannot even stand. I envy you. Shabbat Shalom. After Shabbos, the Bacha returned to his cousin's apartment. Rav Shteinman's words continued to haunt him. He broke off the engagement, and from there, his life changed direction. Today, he is Torah observant. You have to listen to one more paragraph. Later, he was asked what made him choose to go to the shir at all. He spent the whole day being Michal Shabbos, and suddenly he's going to shir with his father. He answered, when he was a cheder boy in fourth grade, his class went to Rav Steinman to be tested. The Malamed requested the Rav should make the questions easy. Rav Steinman was accommodating. He asked questions any cheder boy would know, and every boy in turn answered the question. One boy could not answer the question. This very bachar. Rav Aaron Leib asked the boy an easier question. He couldn't answer. Seeing the learning was hard for this boy, the Gada asked him an easier question, third question. The boy couldn't answer. At the end of the Bechina, every boy got a candy except for this boy. As the whole class filed out of the room, Rav Steinman motioned to the boy to come to him. When they were alone, the Rav says, for Torah and Yiddishkeit, we receive a reward according to how hard we try, not according to the results. All the other boys tried hard to answer one question and got one candy. You tried very hard to answer three questions, so you get three candies. And with a smile, he gave the boy three candies. Yeah, unbelievable. I read it in Sivan. And it's been sitting on my work desk since Sivan. And I never had the opportunity to share. I said, it's Erev Yom Kippur. Such is the power of thinking. It teaches us many things. It teaches us how to speak to people. It teaches us how to interact with people. It teaches us the power of teshuvah. It's an unbelievable story, and we need to all take it with us into Yom Din. You'll go online and listen to the story. I'll send you the link. And it teaches us the power of repentance and how much Ribbono Shel Olam values thoughts of teshuvah. And everyone sitting here and everybody listening to this shiur, as uncomfortable as this topic clearly makes us, and people don't want to learn it. We have thoughts of I shouldn't be speaking lashon hara. That machshava is so precious to Ribbono Shel Olam. And this story about the boy back, unbelievable. Let us go inside. Okay. Does anyone have questions or comments on what we just said? Okay, I'm just going to make a shahakol, okay? Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech ha'olam shahakol lehi abadva. Nekuda ches on page 108. Ikayim b'zeh ma shekasu b'mishlei b'ni. Will be upheld with what the pasuk says in Mishlei. Bini, my son, im tikach amarai, if you will accept my words, mitzvosai, amai mitzvos, titzpon itach. What is titzvan? If you're learning and you don't know what a word means, of course you should identify the shosh. This is the shosh of tzafun. What is tzafun? It means to not only desert, it means to hide away. What do we do with afikomen? It's something that is hidden away, okay? So I always try. Sometimes I end up looking at the English. I'm like, of course, it's so obvious. Why didn't I look for the shosh first? So I try much harder to look for shorash. And bini im tikach amarai, if you'll take my words and my mitzvahs, my commandments, titzbor itach, it'll be hidden away with you. It'll be a treasure. It's something treasure that's hidden away. Dahainu shet tzifunim betoch libo lihizaher ben. You hide the treasure away in your heart to be very careful. Kadesh though you kashal b'shona, that you should not stumble with your lips. Nekuda tes. Yadua shechelech gadol misefer Torah. It's known, and this is what I said to you in the beginning of this. It is known that a great portion of the Torah, excuse me, behein kol ha-mitzvos ha-tliyos v'koach ha-dibur, and these are all the mitzvos that are dependent on koach ha-dibur. And again, we said, how many mitzvos, if you look through the al-chetz, pay attention. We're saying the first set of al-chetz tomorrow afternoon by Mincha. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuvah, clearly writes that the reason we say before the final meal, the Suda Mesekas, Rambam writes, in case you choke, so at least you have said your vidui. That's what he writes, right? So pay attention when you say vidui to how many achets are connected to kol chadibur. Vehein kol hamitzvos hatuyos v'kol chadibur rafui meod inyan kiuman. They're upholding or they're being kept. Is very, very weak. How is it translated in English? Weakly observed. There you go. Okay? It is very weakly observed, all of these mitzvahs. And Rashi tells us in the beginning of Parshas Eikav, now we're at the end of Devarim, that was in the beginning of Devarim, okay, v'haya Eikav tishmuna mitzvosai v'chukosai, if you will listen to my mitzvahs, it will be good for you. But Rashi famously says there, v'haya Eikav tishmun, Rashi says, what does Eikav mean? Eikav is the heel, talking about Shorashim. If you will listen to my mitzvahs, it shouldn't say, if you will listen to my mitzvahs, heel, should say, im tishmun. Why Eikav? So Rashi says, what does Eikav mean? Heel? These are the heel mitzvos, the light mitzvos, Sha'adam dash be'eikavav, that a man tramples upon with his heel. That's really what the Chofetz Chaim is talking about here. It's the light mitzvos. Well, they're not light. It's the mitzvahs that we lighten, that we cheapen. Is that what you just said? It's the mitzvahs that we cheapen, that people are not interested in learning. Why aren't they interested in learning? Because it's easier to just talk forbidden. Ba'avanoseinu harabim. By our great sins, these mitzvahs have become very weak in their observance. V'davar ze'einenu kal l'kavod Hashem yisparach. Not only are you trampling the mitzvahs, but it's not kavod to Hashem. Of a child completely ignores what the parent says. Not just one thing, but multiple anyanim. What kind of kavod are you giving to your parent? L'kvar he'ir lanu b'sefer chasidim she'mitzvah she'ein lo darshin. The sefer chasidim taught us that a mitzvah that has no one who seeks it out. Okay, so it means people ignore this mitzvah. Or I should say, actually, this category of mitzvahs. He biklal, what did I tell you? Meis mitzvah. That's what the Chavetz Chaim says. These mitzvahs are considered a meis mitzvah. In other words, they're dead mitzvah. What does meis mitzvah mean literally? A dead mitzvah. People aren't interested in them. And it's unbelievable. It's such a sad comment on the people that we are and into society that you would rather be nechshal than strive to improve in Shemir Sashen. It's not easy. We're not perfect. We all make mistakes. We have to daven to Hashem repeatedly to give us the tziyata d'shmaya. Could you help me for a machzor?
Of course.
Yeah. Thank you. What?
Yom
Kippur. Machzor. Rosh Hashanah. We have to daven to Hashem for the tremendous tziyata d'shmaya to have the right words to say, but it doesn't mean we shouldn't even try. If you find a corpse in the middle of the road, even a kohen is allowed to make himself tamei for a meis mitzvah. A kohen is allowed to make himself tamei for his close relatives. But all of a sudden, there's a stranger in the street that's been totally abandoned. What does he have to do? Go out of his way to become tamei, to bury the person, to take care of what has been neglected. So what about us? Should we not take care of what's been neglected? Of course, it's up to the Ribbono Shel Olam, but we have to do our best efforts. Thank you so much. One of the bookmarks just fell. I don't know which page it was on. I'm sorry. Something that I don't know why I never noted before or paid attention to before struck me very much. Because I just said, the reason I asked for a master is because, thank you. One of the last sentences that I said was, we have to daven to Hashem for the siyata d'shmaya to speak properly. Okay, but does that mean we shouldn't try? I don't know why I never, this paragraph never struck me, but on Rosh Hashanah did. It's right before we begin Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros. Okay? In the Chazaras Hashat. The introduction of the Chazin to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros, which forms one of the crux of the Yom Hadin. O Chila Lakel, Achala Panav. I shall put my hope in God, beseech his face, his presence. Esh'ala mimenu ma'ane lashon. I will ask from him eloquent speech. Asher bekahal am ashira uzo, amongst the multitudes of nation, I will sing of his strength. Abia rinanos ba'admfa alav, I will express glad song for the sake of his creations. La adam ma'arche lev, it is for man to arrange feeling of the heart. Ume Hashem ma'ana lashon, but from Hashem comes the godly gift of speech. I was never, again, you said this class helps you so much. I look at everything through a different lens now, and this paragraph struck me as very profound. I have to ask from the Ribbono Shel Olam to give me the words for pleasant speech, because amongst the multitudes of the nation, I will sing, Lashon, his might. I will give song on behalf of the creations. La Adam, it's a pasuk from Mishlei. La Adam Ma'ar Chelev Ume Hashem Ma'ana Lashon. Man arranges the thoughts of hearts, but from Hashem comes the pleasant of speech. And then Hashem Sufasai Tiftach Ufiyagi Tilasecha Yihil Ratan Imrei Fi Vehegon Libi Lefanecha Hashem Tzuri V'Golavi. So we see that the introduction to Malchus, Zichronos, and Shofros is a request of the Chazan on our behalf that the speech should be pleasant. Understanding that. Thank you. Understanding that I can arrange the thoughts of merits, yes, we have to daven to Hashem to help us. Does that mean I shouldn't even try? It's a meis mitzvah. What I said when you were absent is that a kohen has to become tamei for a meis mitzvah. In other words, involve yourself in something everybody else abandoned. Shechiyuv gadol chiyava osanu hatorah litafelbo afilu kohen gadol v'nazir. Oh, okay, there you go. It's a great chiyuv that the Torah put incumbent upon us, even a kohen gadol, even a nazir. Kedei shelo yeh munach bebizayon. Why? Because something that is left to disgrace You have to make sure it is picked up from its disgrace. V'kol shekein kishadivri Hashem yisparach munachem bibizayon. All the more so when the words of Hashem are just rested on the side and nobody's interested and they are a total bizayon, a disgrace. She'ein choshushin lahem. We don't even think about them. Kama hachiyuv v'chababan. Look how great is the obligation to love these mitzvahs chibei, to make them dear to us. Ulihit chazek. And we have to be strong. Shelo la'avar oleh. That we should not transgress. So I want to quote from the Gemara Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Hey, Rosh Hashanah. And the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, which we are going to recite repeatedly, of course, on Yom Kippur, particularly in the Ila. 1 second, please. I'm just turning to before Yisra Torah. Hashem, Hashem, Kel Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emes, No Tzer Chesed La'alafim, No Se Avon, Vapesha, Vichata, Vinaka. Hashem, Hashem, who is God. He is merciful, he is compassionate, he is slow to anger, abundant in kindness, truth. No tzer chesed alafim, he pays back kindness for thousands. No say avon, he carries iniquity. Vapesha, and a different kind of sin. Vichata, and another kind of sin. Vinaka, naki, he cleanses. But the Gemara talks about this too, the juxtaposition of these two psukim. No say avon, vapesha. He carries sin and iniquity, or iniquity and sin. So does anyone know what the Gemara says? Could you please pass me tissue? Does anyone know what the Gemara says? And it's something that we've spoken about many times in our class before. So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, Yud Zayin, Amar Aleph, Amar Rava, Kol ha-ma'avir al midosav, ma'avirin lo al kol pisha'av. You know what the Gemara just told us? If you are ma'avir al midosav, Hashem forgives you for all your sins. Anyone who it's translated as relinquishes measure of retribution. Ma'avir al midosav, you let it slide in today's language. You just let it go. You're not insulted. You don't bear a grudge. Remember, we quoted from Rav Belsky. It was if people insulted him, so that's how we're talking to somebody else. He just did not care at all. Whatever they said, it wasn't about him. Call him ma'avir al midosav, ma'avirin lo al kol pish'av. Shene emar. What's the proof? No say avon v'over al pesha. How do we translate this? The Gemara expands upon this. Lemi no se avon. For who does God overlook sins? Lemisha over al pesha. For one who overlooks sins committed against him. So when we say in the Yad Gimel Zarachmim, have this in mind. Yom Kippur is unbelievably tomorrow night. But as Hashem, we should get there in health and be well. No se avon va over al pesha. No se avon le over al pesha. What is this the fulfillment of? B'midash adam modeid. The way in which you measure others, the Ribbono Shel Olam will measure you. So if you're no say avon, if you are ma'avir al midosav, over al pesha, ma'avirin lo al kol pisha'av. And then the Gemara tells the following incident. Rav Huna berei de Rav Yoshua chalash. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua, became ill. Okay, it's in Aramaic, so I'm going to tell it to you in English. Rav Huna, the son of Rav Yoshua, became ill. Rav Papa went to inquire about him. Rav Papa saw he was mamish on the brink of death. So he said, prepare provisions for the journey. Get the shrouds, the tachrichim. He's about to die. In the end, Rav Huna recovered. Rav Papa was very embarrassed to see him. And he said to Rav Huna, what did you see? Meaning, do you know why you got your life back? You were like mamish on the brink of death. That it wasn't even worth having for you anymore. We got the tachrichim. You're alive. So he said, yes, I was about to die. Indeed, it was so. Ein hachihava. You should know. Luhu. Ein hach amar luhu. He said to him, ein hachihava. You're right. Indeed, it was so. I was about to die. So what saved you? Amar luhu akosh baruchu. At the last minute, akosh baruchu said to the heavenly tribunal, ho il v'lo mokim b'mela lo takumu bahade. Ho il, since lo mokim b'mela, he does not stand on principle. In other words, he lets things slide. Lo takum bahade, we will not stand in strict justice against him. Because he was willing to overlook and be forbearing. Rav Huna, so Hashem says, we're not going to exact strict judgment with him. Shene amar, no se avon va'ol ba'al pesha. Lemi no se avon, the Gemara repeats it, la'over pesha. It's unbelievable. Something that we've spoken about many times in this class before. Rashi says, what does it mean? Ma'avir al midosav. Rashi says, she'enu medaktik. You don't have to be such a, what's a good word, medakdek, a fine schmeck over everything that somebody says to you. Ain't a medakdek limdod mida limitsarimoso. You have to measure every inch of what someone said and it's going to cause you pain. Maniach midosav. You just maniach at rest. You let it go. Vaholechlo. You go, kamo ein ma'avir na mitzvos. And then he brings some proof from other places in the Gemara. What it means, ma'avir means to just let it slide. Ma'avir ino akol pishav. So the Gemara says the reward is you forgive him for all his sins. Ein midas hadin midakdekas acharehen. Because you are not medakdek with somebody else. So midas hadin, which is what we are all facing right now, when the books are open. So midas hadin is not so medakdek with you. Ela menachtan veholachas. Midas hadin leaves you and goes, because you leave your midos by the other person, it's okay, you could let it slide like Rebelsi, they're not talking to me. So therefore, midas hadin is not medakdek with you. Now I just want to quote from the Sefer. Yeah, you wanted to say something?
No, but what if people hold a grudge against
you? 1 second, say it again.
What if somebody holds a grudge against you?
Okay, so I hope we're going to get up to today. We should. It's coming up in the next, up top of the next paragraph. So let's go there in a minute, okay? Because that's the next point that you're addressing. Somebody bearing a grudge, or which is lo sika ve lo sitra, lo tisna sechicha b'ravecha, from Parshas Kedoshim. Okay, so I'm quoting from Rav Yaakov Neuberger in the Sefer Days of All Days of Joy. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz would encourage his students, first he quotes his Gemara, okay, in English, he quotes the Gemara, but then he knows say Avo Lo'over Al Pesha, but then he quotes Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, okay? Rav Chaim Shmulevitz Zatzal would encourage his students, when we find ourselves incapable of further improvement, and perhaps discouraged from introspection, we don't want to talk about it, we don't want to think about it, it makes me feel bad, it was so bad this year, I'd rather not learn these things, we have by no means exhausted our preparation for the Yemei Hadin. We must muster the inner strength to forgive others who have wronged us. In that merit alone, we will be eligible for Hashem's compassion. It's quite possible we are being asked to do more than tolerate the lapses of friends, more than just swallow and dismiss the hurt of the moment. The Mishnah states, judge everyone favorably, called Adam Lekaf Schus. We need to creatively and proactively judge our friends with a good and accepting eye. There's a difference between tolerating and accepting. A very big difference. Tolerating means you don't like it, but whatever, you're going to tolerate it. Accepting is a much higher level. Accepting means you accept the person for who they are without needing to tolerate who they are. The Gemara cites several examples of individuals who exercised mental gymnastics, in order to explain the surprising and hurtful behavior of others. They were not satisfied with attributing it to circumstances they could not question or understand. They thought through scenarios that would reinterpret the hurtful behavior into acts of concern and interest. It is the deep-seated sense of goodness and trust in our fellow, which allows us to be giving and accepting. And in these days, isn't that what we're asking for from Hashem, he writes? We should be striving to look for a deep-seated sense of goodness and trust in our fellow. In these days, we daven for the same from Hashem. We hope his trust in our goodness and dedication will earn us his patience and tolerance. The Gemara says when we come up to Yergamim Malisarachmim, we need to have in mind not only the beautiful Pshat of the Gemara, but somehow try to integrate that into our psyche and into our lives. Okay? Let's go. Top of page 110. Now, interesting, why did I bring you this dafka here? Because look what the Chavetz Chaim is about to say next. So what did the Chavetz Chaim just say? I'm going to say it with translation, but you see now the point. That's exactly what the Gemara says. The way you measure others, the way you measure things in this world, the way you measure situations, the way you measure mitzvos, is really how Hashem will measure you. That's what the Gemara says. And that's what Rashi says. If you're not so medakdek, and the Rebbe Hashem's not so medakdek with you. If you are so exacting with everybody, you measure everything that everybody says with midas hadin. So Rebbe Hashem says, okay, so you like the court of din, that's a yours, so you'll also be measured with din. And the Rebbe Hashem says, if you're a Baal Rachamim and you're not so medakdek, you're not such a firebreaker looking at every single word that every single person said, so I'll overlook your words. ובוודאי, כשם שהוא חושש על כבודו של הקדוש ברוך הוא, שלא יהיה צבוס ומונחם בביזיון כהפקר, so too, if you are concerned to uphold the kavod of Hashem, and his mitzvah shouldn't just be left to the side, munachim, resting, but be Zion, they're just left in the trenches, they're left in the ditch, with disgrace and hefker, with nothingness, kein yachus HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kvodo bazeh baba. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy upon your honor, where bazeh meaning, what does bazeh mean? Olam hazeh, ubaba, what does baba mean? Olam haba, in this world and the next world, as the pasuk says, ki mechabdai achabed, and the end of the pasuk is uboza yikelu, yalkelu. Those who honor me, I will honor, and those who cheapen me, so to speak, I will make light of. Now, next nakuda, which is what you asked about. Any questions or comments? Anything we just heard? Okay, next, the af shasinas chinam balev. Higam kein mitzvos lo tasei. It's from Vayikra Yud Tes Yud Zayin. It's Parshas Kedoshim. It's actual mitzvah. And the lashon of the pasuk is, of course, lo tisna esechicha b'vavecha. And I think that this is what you're referring to, because really, bearing a grudge, lo sikum v'lo sitar esvenei emecha. But it means that you harbor resentment or hatred towards somebody in your heart. It's a mitzvah lo tasei. It means something that you may not transgress. Umechuyev la'ako milibo. You are required to uproot that from your heart. Mikol malkom yodua. She'im hu shomer atzmo milidaber. Hu siya gadol la'ako b'meshach hazman. He says something beautiful. You have an obligation to uproot from your heart hatred towards your brother. It is well known that if you guard yourself from speaking excessively, this is a great assistance to uproot the heart, the hatred. Why? Kamo ha'esh ha'chavuya b'chli. Let's say you have a fire that is in a kli, in a vessel. Eino makom lehit pashen. It doesn't have any room to spread. B'hechrech hi miskaba. What's going to happen to the fire if it's in a pot and you cover the pot? It doesn't have any oxygen. The fire can't breathe. It will be extinguished. Not so, Rachman Zon. The fires in the south this summer from the kite wars. There was plenty of air. There's tons of fields. Acres and acres and acres and acres of Eretz Yisrael were burned. Why? The fire had somewhere to go. So this is the Masha. What happens if you don't talk about the sinna? It will calm down in your heart. But if you go around town talking to everybody you know about how much you hate this person, you're fueling the fire. They are going to say something negative. They've just given some more oxygen. The next person will say something derogatory. They've given you some more fuel. The next person will throw in a proverbial newspaper. Everybody's going to give you a pat on the back and commiserate with you and validate. And then before you know it, the fire of hatred has gotten bigger and bigger and bigger. Whereas, if you don't go around spreading slander about that person, the fire will die down. I want to quote Shem Shofal Hirsch on the actual mitzvah of Lo Tisna Asachicha Bilvavecha. Okay. So, Lo Tisna Asachicha Bilvavecha, because you were addressing what if bearing a grudge. Listen, in terms of it's another person, you can't. Can you change another person? No. I have to do my voda. I have to ask mechila. I have to do what I can to make it up. I have to daven that if I did something legitimately wrong, I don't do it again. I just quoted from the Machzor, which is a pasuk from Mishlei. We said Hashem Sifasai Tiptach Vedetosech, which is of course a pasuk from Tehillim. The Adam Ma'arche Lev Ma'ana Lashem Hashem. I don't remember. I'm paraphrasing. I don't know the pasuk off by heart. I have to daven to Hashem to give me the right words to say. And if I did my full avoda to try and make the situation right, I can't change somebody else's heart. So daven for Hashem's help. Otisna sechicha b'vavecha, which is really the mitzvah, even though he doesn't directly reference Vayikra Yud Tes Yud Zayin, that's what the Chafetz Chaim Tzvi is speaking about. He says, chinas chinam balev is a mitzvah lo tasei. This is the mitzvah. Okay, Parshas Kedoshim presents us with the fundamentals of social life sanctified by Torah. We know that. Torah now adds the complement of these laws. Ready, says Rav Hirsch, to teach us how to relate to our brothers. Listen, Alyssa. To teach us how to relate to those of our brothers who forget their duty when relating to us. Dafka, the Torah is teaching you how to relate to those who aren't so sure how to properly relate to you. Brothers who we might have thought have forfeited their right to dignity and love. to rule out such a thought, the holy and sanctified words of God declare, Lo tisna sechicha bevavecha. So who are you talking about here? Dafka, those people who might not treat you or who harbor a grudge against you. The assumption in this prohibition is that our brother's behavior towards us is liable to provoke feelings of sinna in our heart. So Nay acts like a thorn. He shows that here. The root word of sane is equal to the root word of sne. Do you see? Mm-hmm. So ne and sne. Samech, sin, okay. So it's like a thorn, right? The sone acts like a thorn. That is, he rejects and repels his fellow men, who he sees them as an impediment to his own success. He wants to get rid of him, to ruin him, even to the extent of ending his very existence. Rahman al-Hassan. Such feelings are natural in a heart not sensitized by Torah. I'm not sensitized by Torah. Feels whatever he wants, thinks whatever he wants. If he wants to act like a barbarian, he will. Rahman al-Hassan. He wants to stab somebody, he will. But they must not arise in our hearts. Even if our brother has done us many wrongs, this is similar to what the Gemara says. No se avon lo over al pesha. God overlooks who's not so medactic. God is not so medactic with din, because you weren't so medactic with din. Even if our brother has done us many wrongs, even if by forgetting his duty, he is unworthy of the name Rea, friend. Even if by ignoring our rights, he forfeits his right to be an amit, amiso, part of our nation. Nevertheless, there's one name he could never lose. I actually, when I was praying, sheer underlined this, because I thought this was so powerful. There is one name that brother can never lose. He always remains Achinu. Lo tisna es achicha bilvavecha. Okay? Lahafta l're'acha. Kamocha is the re'a. Lo seidech v'chil ba'amecha. There are different ways to refer, and especially in Kedoshim, we see different ways that the Torah refers to our fellow Jews. Amecha, amisecha, re'acha. Here specifically the word brother achicha is used. The next mitzvah is ochech tochech as amisecha. We have amisecha. We have reacha. We have amecha. Here it's achicha. There is one name he can never lose. He remains always achenu, our brother. For we are all God's children. And as achenu, we are joined in brotherhood to God. We are brothers because we're all children of one father. And for the sake of that one father, sinna must not arise in our hearts. There's an additional reason for the admonition of lotisna. The heart, when left to its own natural emotions, when not checked by Torah, when we don't have this mesorah, knows that sinas chinam, unprovoked hatred, may even result. So you might begin by bearing a grudge or by hating someone who you feel wronged you. But if your heart is left unchecked, you will eventually just come to hate people who are different, just because the admonition of lotisna relates also to baseless hatred. Let us remember, it is the sin of sinna chinam that destroyed the second temple. Again, there is nothing as effective at removing hate from the heart as the idea implicit in the word achicha. So Shem Shemfal Hirsch says, if you want to know how to remove lotisna, how to remove sinna, focus on achicha. You know what's very interesting? When we look at Yosef HaTzadik, first of all, how did that whole thing begin? It can't be from Bereishis soon again. How did the whole thing begin? Vayave Yosef esti basem ra al avihem. How did the whole thing begin? Before you know Ksos Pasim, before you know Ben Zakunim Hula, before you know Jims, before you know anything, the first thing that the Torah tells in the beginning of Paraglam and Zion is that Yosef brings Lashon Hara home about them. Now, we come so much to the point where Vayisnu Oso Achi, Vayikanu Bo Achi, Velo Yachlu Darbo Lashon, Velo Zmida Kenega Mida. He couldn't speak about them positively. They come to the point where they hate him, they're jealous of him, they can't speak to him properly. But what's missing ultimately is the word in that relationship they forget. Achicha. Now we're talking about the Shifteka. We're talking about the fathers of Am Yisrael. But let's just bring it down to our level. When we forget Lotisna, it's not just Lotisna, it's Lotisna es Achicha. And you see, every single Jew is your brother. Every single one. We are all God's children. We are joined in brotherhood through God. There is nothing as effective as removing hate from the heart, as the idea implicit in the word achicha. Every man is a brother in God's house. And in our Father's house, there is no place for hate arising from jealousy. So clearly, when it came to Yosef and the brothers, that was the failing. They did not see them as brothers. Now, look what it led to. It led to galus. What happens to us? We lead to galus. So, again, if you've done your best, you tried to make amends. Maybe you didn't even do anything. Sometimes people don't like us and we haven't even done anything. But you know, my husband told me a number of years ago, and it rings so true, unfortunately, it's true. Perception is reality. In other words, maybe objectively you think you didn't do anything, but their perception is the reality. You've gone out of your way, not just you, we, whoever. We've tried to make amends. Let's say we really did make a mistake. It happens. Let's say we really did hurt somebody. We're human beings. We make mistakes. We're not the Chafetz Chaim. We're striving. The Chafetz Chaim. So you do your best to make it up. After that, then you have to daven. Can't change someone else's heart. Okay. Yud. I see what time it is. 1 second. I want to end today. Hashem, 1 second. Practical halacha is 3 from this week's mishpacha instead of from the sefer. It was in this week's mishpacha. They all relate to their shaylas of halachas of relevance for now. So maybe we should not start. Oh, what? Oh, okay. So I don't know if we're going to start Yud because I want to make sure to do these 3 shaivas actually. Where's my paper? Yeah. So let me quote. Here. Let's go. 1 second. Passes me for a very long time, unfortunately. Okay. We'll have to keep up the chizak. Okay. Halacha. Rabbi Daniel Neustadt. Right. Pardon me. That's what the called. One of my relatives inadvertently insulted my mother-in-law. You were just talking about insult. My mother-in-law is extremely sensitive and has been upset about this incident for months. We were just not talking about this. I know if I tell the relative, they will brush it off as ridiculous. We just said perception is reality. We just said otisna sechil bevecha. We just said you have to do the best you can. Am I allowed to tell my mother-in-law, this person sent me to ask her forgiveness so they can go into Yom Kippur with a clean slate? In other words, bend the truth. Mepnei Hashalom, could I do that? You need to tell your relative. You know for a fact your mother-in-law is... By the way, put in any 2 people. It doesn't have to be mother-in-law or relative, okay? One person's assaulted. You know they're bearing a grudge. You know they were really hurt. The other person sees it as nothing. What should you do? You need to tell your relative. You know for a fact your mother-in-law's upset at her and she needs to ask for forgiveness. If she's embarrassed to ask her directly, she can point you or someone else to ask forgiveness on her behalf. Alternatively, she could write a letter or email to ask for mechila. So once again, if we have wronged somebody, we have to do our best. If we don't know and somebody brings it to our attention, then we have to strive. We can't start bending the truth in this situation. The person has to own up and take responsibility for their actions. Mamish Erev Yom Kippur. Next question. A neighbor wronged me in a way that caused me monetary loss. By the way, in the Halacha Day, it talks a lot about monetary loss. We've gone over many of those shayvas. How did they cause me monetary loss? Bad mouthing my work, which caused me to lose customers. Remember many months ago we read the pizza story? Mm-hmm. It was in Israel. There was a pizza shop in Israel. And somebody went home and she posted on Facebook how bad the pizza shop was. The proprietor had to close his store. What? He lost all his business. She asked me for mechila before Rosh Hashanah. I can forgive the pain she caused me, but I don't feel that I can forgive the substantial monetary loss. Can I grant partial mechila? Neither you nor your neighbor gain anything by partial mechila. You need to tell your neighbor you feel she caused you substantial monetary loss. You expect compensation. Keep in mind, she may not actually owe you anything. These are halachas that we've spoken so much about in that sefer. If, for instance, your work is inferior, and she told friends or neighbors not to patronize your business because it's inadequate quality in your work, she's not obligated to pay you anything, nor does she need to ask you for mechila. Obviously, you cannot be objective about the quality of your work, so you may not judge or condemn her until you hear her side of the story. Right? So it's not so pasha. Make sure you know the other side. Last one. During the past year, I spoke lashon hara about a friend of mine several times. If my friend is unaware of exactly what was said, am I required to tell her what I said in order to obtain complete forgiveness? If the lashon hara that you spoke was flat out rejected by the listener, and therefore no harm was done to your friend, I don't know, you tell somebody something, excuse me, and right away they say, I'm not a makabel. It can't be true. I know that person. I don't accept what you're telling me. I don't want to listen. In that case, you do not have to ask for forgiveness at all. You must, however, still do teshuva for your sin and ask forgiveness directly from Hashem. Why? Because in that case, you haven't hurt the other person. We quoted from Rabbi Daniel Feldman in his book, False Facts, True Rumors. And we noted when we quoted from his Sefer that the sin of Lashon Hara isn't just because you hurt somebody else. It indicates an inherent negative flaw in you yourself. There's something wrong with you, me. There's something wrong with me when I speak. It's not only about the damage that I caused somebody else. It indicates there's a failing in me as a person. So in this case, you don't need to ask her for forgiveness. It was flat out rejected. Nobody believed you, but you need to daven for your own teshuva because the corruptness that's within. If, however, the Lashon Hara did cause for her, and she's aware of the Lashon Hara that was said about her, you must ask her directly. If she is unaware of what was said, you have to tell her. If, however, she had no idea anything negative was said about her, and hearing the information will cause her undue embarrassment or pain, then you should not elaborate about what was spoken. But, he writes, you still have to ask a general request for forgiveness. Which, by the way, you see often, that sometimes people will say, I hope you're meichel me for whatever I may have done for you this past year. Which gets you thinking, someone just sent me that text yesterday, and it was totally random. Gemara Tov, and I hope you're meichel me for anything I did this year to hurt you. So what do you think, Ik?
Yeah, she said something.
What did you do this year? But, what did we just learn? No se avon la over al pasha. She says, you don't have to be so medactic with everything everyone does. In English, let it go. Ma'avirino al kol pasha av. Halavai, we should be zocho to reach half of this level, and we should not give up, and we should not be deterred. And when it's a mace mitzvah, it is the biggest schus to pick it up off the ground where everybody else steps upon it. Shubi zochet to gemar v'chzim ha-tova. Yubal Hashem kol mishos to be the tova. Halavai, we should have a year of besuras tovos, simchos, nechamos, yeshuos. For all of Klai Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, amen v'amen. Thank you, ladies.